Blog Talk Radio.
To that on the spot diva from east to the west coast, grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only diva spot radio.
Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Diva Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Diva Mary Kay, Mary.
Radio ENT. You already know what it is. It's Woman's the Woman Wednesdays. We going in. Look, today's topic is workplace madness. We going down. It's going down on the Diva Mary Kay Show tonight. Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521 because we definitely going in, y'all. Y'all can also get in the chat room with me live. All you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. We're going to have Guru in the building with us in a little bit. You know, you're always holding us down. And shout out to my girl, Intense
Desire. I'm on deck. I'm on deck. Guru on deck. Diva Mary Kay, you already know I'm on deck. I just got to let you know I got callers from the 216 on deck, 551. I got Diva Mary Kay on deck, and it's on and popping right now. I'm holding down Woman to Woman Wednesdays for Diva Mary Kay. So what it do, ladies?
What it do, ladies? Y'all know how we do. Make sure y'all call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Yo, Guru, we're going to be chopping it up today about that workplace madness, workplace mayhem. We got Y.B. live on the line. We're going to go ahead and open him up at the 216-551.
Your mic is on, 216-551. Who is that?
What up, y'all? What's going on?
Why that being live in the building?
Let me bust a shot for Wanda. Hold on, I ain't done yet. I'm gonna get this right. I'm holding down the switchboard, Wanda. So just give me a minute, man. I'm gonna bust a shot for you though. I like to have fun on the show too.
Wanda in the building. We gonna skip all that 20 century Fox music tonight. We busting shots for Wanda. What up, dude? Wanda.
What up, good? What's good, homie? What's good, big bro,
man? Grinding, man.
I want to talk about on Woman to Woman Wednesday tonight. I want to talk about the workplace madness because I'm going to tell y'all about workplace madness as a business owner and as working for another company, and it's crazy. And you know I got hot mess news for y'all, man. Today on my job, an individual within 48 hours, four people either left or got fired. So I understand that there's changes in the workplace, and when people get fired, all the people around start, now everybody is like, go grab your guns. Now it's every man for himself. But just yesterday we was a team. Now it's like, you better get yours and get on. So, you know, it was crazy how I seen it. That's why when you work in a job, which I personally feel job is J-O-B, is just over broke. So I feel that that's what that means to me. But, you know, when the people start leaving and when people got fired, now everybody is like, oh, who next? Who next? Like, you know how somebody mother come in the room when we was like in the fifth, fourth grade? Who mama is that? Who mama is that? But it was some madness going on with the coworkers today. Two coworkers got into it. One coworker said, you know, F all of y'all, y'all phony anyway. And she quit. I want to get your opinion on this whole, you know, this whole workplace madness. And I want to start with you, YDB. What you think about the whole workplace madness situation? Even when people have an unnecessary attitude.
I be cracking up with shit like that happening. That is the most funniest thing at work is when you watch. All right, it's funny until your name gets called and you got to go in the office.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it like that. Well, when you watching it, though, like, you just there in amazement, like, damn, is this really happening, though?
Like, they're about to fight.
Like, is this really, really happening? Like, job security, you know what I'm saying? That's what that is. It's my opinion on job security, there is no job security in America no more. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's important for you to get on your guru, for you to have your own business, for you to be developing those degrees and opening businesses, because honestly, there's no such thing as job security no more, except for, you know, I don't even want to say except for, everybody's easily replaced. Period, point blank. You are easily replaced, even with a master's degree, with a PhD. You slip up one time, and they ready to downsize. Yeah, you'll get up out of there. But just to watch, you know what I'm saying, to watch individuals get fired, you know, for whatever reason, whatever purposes, you know, it's never a good thing. But it is a surreal moment. You'd be like, damn, am I next? Jeez. Like, you do tighten up. Like, hey, you know what? Shit, I don't know. Everybody go do your work.
Don't be talking to me. I ain't got shit to talk about. You ain't just seen them four get fired. We got shit to talk about.
That's crazy how that turned, though. It's amazing. You know what I'm saying? How one person getting fired. I'm on my Jay-Z. It was all good just a week ago.
It was all good just a week ago. You right about that. Somebody get fired, and now everybody want to tighten up on the good foot. Now you want to tuck your shirt in, you know, take your scarf off. You know, everybody want to tighten up now, you know. They want to tighten up now. Everybody turn to church mouses when the hammer come down. But it's definitely crazy when someone is getting fired, and usually when somebody gets fired, it was already coming, or either they want to get fired anyway. I've known people who wanted to get fired, like, forever. Like, yo, I definitely want to get fired. We gonna get Guru opinion on it. Then we gonna come back. Kima Dima got a she wanna put us 2 cents in, but we gonna get Guru in on this situation, going to some fire music.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just like you said, man. Everybody gotta grind, but you gotta make the best of your workplace situation. It's not good to follow people at work. I never was the type that said, yo, just because you're going, I'm going. I mean, if I'm there for the bread, I'm there for the bread. I didn't come here, you know, you didn't fill my application out for me. You know, I'm not doing what you do. I mean, I'm in my own lane. Let me do my job. I'm good. I mean, that's basically the mentality that you have to take, you know, sometimes if you got a 9-to-5 and you really got to, you know, be on your job. Because, you know, people pick up on that quick shit right away. They pick up on that right away, whether it's your supervisor, other people in the workplace, they pick up on it right away. So it's not good to click up and, you know, just, you know, be
you know, balling out on every little situation because, you know, at the end of the day, are you a follower or a leader? It's just good to have your conference or your job conference, your team meeting or whatever. But at the same time, like, be your own person. Like, don't follow nobody. You know, you can't follow people at the job. I mean, that's just not going to work.
You're definitely right about that. What we got in the arsenal? Do we got Hannah in there? We got Hannah follow the leader. We probably can get that on the show, play on the show later on, and not now. But we got fire in there. Let's play some flyer. You know, something to give people motivation. And first of all, you know,
I'm about to play something for y'all. Since y'all talking about J.O.B., and we're going to get right into it with this joint from Five Alive and Jada Hadiva called About Money.
Run, season. Yeah. Y'all niggas already know what season this is, man. It's grind season, man. You know what I mean? That getting the green, or you laying under the season, you heard? But if you ain't know, it's something I gotta let you know, man.
My grind is so efficient. I don't plan to stop. My grinding is my sole addiction. We'll get your shit straight, fucker. This is big game. I'm just a hungry nigga, clearing off the whole plate. Yeah, and when I start, I just can't stop. I'm a beast, I'm scraping out the whole pot. If you cowards front, I'll make your jaw lock. I'm getting crazy money, that'll make your jaw drop. Yeah, I get swapped, something like cash crop. Supply and demand is something that you can't stop. Serving them fiends is something that you can't watch. I'm getting paper, but I'm trying to hit that jackpot. I'm serving fiends, you can call out a head crack. I'm on the grind, so you know I'm about to make a stack. The grind heavy, so you know I gotta live for that. Pocket check, got a pack. When I spin, I get it back.
Coming in as fast as it's going. Waiting to exhale, bitch, that the money I'm blowing. Always on my fly shit, yet the money is showing. Money is growing, cause now the money ain't even folding. They let the money console them, I let the money control them. Sitting on top of the world, all I'm missing is Rotem. Heart full of heat, nigga, all I'm missing is Beretta, man. Ain't got a better plan, cause that bitch never ran. I'm in the zone, counting paper while I get a tan. Just me and Benjamin, all because of 100 grand. And if you think I'm playing, just put your order in. Don't really sit in no course about a fortune. I'm out here killing these bitches like an abortion. All because I'm flossing and they ain't being cautious. I'm in it to win it like fucking raw dog, nigga. Watching the money multiply, look what I made, nigga.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT, and we are about that money. Big shout-out to DJ The Hood Diva. Big shout-out to Five Alive. Big shout-out to Bacon Smurf, the whole Feed the Wolf camp, man. They definitely doing it big over there. And knowing saying that we were about money, you can definitely go to www.divaspotent.blogspot.com. and make a donation to keep the lights on over here at Diva Spot. We grind hard, baby. We grind hard and we grind all the way out. So make sure y'all go to www.blogspot.com. And it's a hot website, too. If you're looking to get features and get promo, hit me up at divaspotent1@gmail.com. Again, that's divaspotent1@gmail.com for that official promo. I wanted to touch bases on, you know, we talking about the workplace madness. Now I want to talk about workplace relationships. I don't really think it's a good idea for you to work with your mate or either link up with somebody or hook up with somebody on your job, because sooner or later, somebody is going to catch feelings, get an attitude, or feel like they disrespected, and put all your business out in the work environment, and then you're going to go, all your business is going to go to the peanut gallery, and most likely, it's a new nigga situation in there to fight. Now, we everybody know that times is hard now, and people like, whatever, I've been working there for this long, and I can, you know, I collect unemployment. Oh, no, unemployment is really not messing with y'all now. If you get fired for fighting, there is no love. It has to be a legitimate reason why they fired you. Like, if you got into an argument with your boss, you was being disrespectful or whatever the case may be, you're not getting any unemployment. So all y'all people out there that's banking on unemployment, you may want to try another way with that situation. Why that? What do you think about workplace relationships? And I think being in a relationship at a job, it tempts you too much to go get it in somewhere. So you shouldn't be with your boo because you be thinking about sex all the time while they're there.
It's a 50-50 call. I mean, a lot of individuals meet their mates while working. Some people actually can maintain that type of relationship and, you know, never have the ins and outs of the relationship interfering in the workplace. And then you got some individuals who can't, you know what I'm saying, maintain that type of professionalism. So I would definitely, you know, to each his own, if you find your mate and your workplace, 9 times out of 10, you probably would, seeing that you probably work with the same people 5 to 6 days a week, over 80 hours, you know, saying you spend a nice majority of time with the individuals that you work with. So, possibly, you know, you can find your mate while working, but, I mean, I would just always encourage, make sure you know who you're dealing with, because you definitely don't want to bring that into the work atmosphere and, you know, God forbid you get fired for, y'all had an argument because Tom looked at Sally and Sally was sexy today. So, you just want to keep it as, you know, low-key as possible if you're going to do it. And then, you know, some workplaces actually have rules in place, enforcement, that, you know, you can't do that, like, you know, they'll transfer you out or, you know, they'll pretty much give you a dilemma either in a relationship or in your employment. So,
fraternizing on the job. Ain't no fraternizing on the job.
I just don't see how you would be able to focus, to be honest, with, you know what I'm saying, again, with your mate working with you and y'all got the Google eyes all day, you know what I'm saying? Y'all looking at each other from a distance to see who's talking to who or what's going on over there. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I think it would be more of a distraction than, you know, if anything, I would think so.
Guru, what do you think about workplace relationships?
I mean, you know, it's, I'm kind of guilty of that from back in the day, you know, so, I mean, you know, I wouldn't even call it more like relationships. I was just like, you know, if you got a thing, if you're doing your thing, as long as both parties know how to act, then it's not good. It's just when you get into the relationship part.
Wait a minute. Guru said, I wouldn't call it a relationship.
Let's
Sometimes you're on the job and you just smash it, so it ain't really nothing nobody the other one can say. So it depends on how you approach it. Like, you know, you got to use the head, you know. I mean, everybody knows if you just smack them, like, and everybody know, like, okay, we ain't saying nothing to nobody, then it works. Sometimes it just don't work, you know. You got to just leave it alone. So, I mean, in the dialogue, you know, once people start talking and it's spot blown, that's when, you know, everything tends to get a little haywire anyway. So you just got to be careful, and you got to act mature. You got to be mature. Like, that's what happens when things started to break down. Nobody's really taking it on a mature level. You know, if you're adults, then you should be able to handle it. Like, sometimes other things get in the way and lose focus. Lose focus on your job and the job. No, once the job knows, they'll pull you in the office real quick. Like, yo, I need to cool it. You always in her department. You always over there. Why you always at her desk?
We want to hear what Kima Dima got to say. Kima Dima got something to say. We want to hear what Kima Dima got to say about the whole
situation. Okay. I had a topic y'all talked about, and I can relate to that a lot for a simple reason that I just got fired from my job. But it was for reasons that that is, like, out of norm. Actually, the job that I had was piece of shit. And I was cool friends with the manager, and I told him, look, you need to fire me because I'm collecting unemployment, and if I quit, I won't be able to collect my unemployment. And he said, all right. Yeah, but, yeah, if you're in a dead-end ass job and you don't want to be there, just have me fired. I wasn't about to stay there. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm wasting my time, my breath, my energy trying to sell something to somebody that don't want the shit. But, yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Leave the spot.
Yo, that's gangster. We call the boss up and say, look, I need you to fire me because this job is some BS.
You know what, though? Why not? Why not? I mean, I don't know. Maybe I come from a different aspect. If you work a job, my goodness, I hate running into people who work jobs that they do not like to be at. Prime example, customer service. Yo, if you do not feel like being at work, seriously, I'm ignorant. So I'm the one that I go get your manager, like your manager, and say, yo, they don't really want to work here, B. Do you see their service? I mean, seriously. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you don't want to be there, please don't fuck my day up because you don't want to be there. Like, for real, don't put me together all sloppy and shit, you know what I'm saying, because your job pisses you off every single day. At the end of the day, when you go home, you grind hard. You go look for you another job. You know what I'm saying? You never, that's like a relationship. You never stay in any place that you're uncomfortable and you're uncontent at. I mean, it's a million things you can apply your talents at. Like, oh my, that's just like a pet peeve I have. I hate that shit. I will not stay nowhere that I will not want to be. I just will not do that at all. Fuck it. Fire me or me quit. I don't really give a shit. But I ain't staying nowhere I don't want to be at.
I can definitely relate to that. If you're working a job where it's going to be a dead end and nothing is going to happen for you, then I would suggest that you should leave. You know, don't just be at the job and wasting somebody else's time knowing that you don't want to be there, knowing that you can't stand the job, let alone you can't stand the people that you work with.
What's
I
up?
Can definitely dig in on that. We're about to go into some more hot music, man. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. It's a G thing, man. Let's get it.
Fuck all you hoes. Get a grip, man. Yeah. This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. and all the niggas in the struggle. You know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Pizza, Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk, Master Flex, Love Bug, Starsky. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach. And I'm far from cheap. I smoke dope with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play coast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos and Queens, in dope for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear. Putting 5 carats in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimped the act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Representing B-Town in the house. Junior Mafia, Mass Label.
welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Y'all know how we do each and every Wednesday is Woman's and Woman's Wednesday. This is a show where we empower the women, where we talk about real issues, real women, real reasons to do real things in the world, man. And one of the things that I want to talk about right now is not only just having a 9-to-5, but have you a part-time that you're doing. Have your own company that you're running, whether you, you know, you do hair, you know, you do makeup. Another good company that my queens can take advantage of is Mary Kay. Mary Kay is definitely a company, and it's based for women, but there's men in it too. But it's like, you know, it's really a way to keep money in your pocket, and you can go so far with it. And one of the things that I like about Mary Kay is empower women to be business owners, to be professional, you know, and it also takes care of your skin. So why wouldn't you? I'm definitely feeling that. Another company that's great for women as well is Avon. Stores that's good to work in is like Sephora. And I know a young lady that has two part-times. I really wouldn't suggest two part-times, y'all, like, because it's really going to take a toll on you to have a two part-time job. So, you know, just try to keep everything in order. You know, like we say all the time, God first, family second, and career third. Because before you know it, you're going to burn out, and then you're not going to be able to get back on track where you were. So y'all make sure y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Where my ladies at, man? I'm about to drop some club music. It's only right. Let's see. I like this one right here. Big shout out to Jersey, man. Big shout out to Jersey. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Let's get it.
Take me.
higher. Big shout out to all the DJs that be rocking the song in the club, live in Jersey and everywhere, everywhere. We got to talk about this whole our diva money. That's what I want to talk about right now. Diva money, we want to talk about some cash right now. And I know why Dot, like, yeah, we need to talk about the money. Because the queens is always spending money, and that's just what we do. But we need to talk about having a budget. And big shout out to dailyworth.com. I really like this one. It says, get started. The first one says, got budget. It says, weekends are hard on the budget, especially if you don't have one. To get your spending and savings in sync, try these stress-free methods created by Gallery Gottschorn, financial planner and author of Money Matters Kit, to make things even simpler. She got a couple of tips here for us that we can try, you know, for the weekend to keep the money. And it's so great because they have, like, this little, they got this little tool, and it's like it's a planner. It's a budget sheet, basically. And it says, to make things even simpler, we took Gloria's Spending Smarter plan and turned it into a Google template. You can access it. All you got to do is go to www.dailyworth.com, and when it pulls up, click on the budget, and it has a little monthly income sheet here. And you put in all your monthly income, and one thing I love about it, because you can download it, and at the end of it, it got the most important things. Look, it says your salary at the top of it. It's what you're making each month. And then it goes to your rent, your home loans, your car payments, insurance, other loans, taxes, utilities, telephone, transportation, child care, medical, cable, gym. And I like it because it has everything laid out. And I don't think this is just for the queens. This is something for the family. So go to www.dailyworth.com. And not only does it have the budget, it has earn, save, invest, and spend. So that's definitely another way to step your game up with budgeting that money. Having a monthly income sheet and a monthly sheet. What am I trying to say? What would we call that, Wydad? What would we call that? Yeah, it's a budget plan. A monthly budget sheet. Yeah. Yeah, you need to have a budget plan monthly, because we just start spending miscellaneous on nothing that really doesn't matter at the end of the day. I think it's
especially
very important to... Huh?
Especially women.
Oh, did you bust a shot?
yeah, I like when bust a smooth shot.
He bust a smooth shot. Wow, that was crazy. He bust a smooth shot on us. Like, we bust a shot. There it is. How you love
smooth
that?
Shot.
You can have it. Well,
yeah.
It is what it is. It's
going
to be women. Yeah, women, we do obsessively spend for no reason. And, you know, I am guilty.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
As a woman, what are you thinking about when you spend it? I mean, I can tell you the male perspective, and then, I mean, I want to hear the woman perspective. But as a male, as a female, what are you thinking about when you spend it, especially when you got bills to pay?
Well, when I'm spending money.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking about when I'm spending money is either, you know, basically what I'm gonna get, how it's going to make me feel, how long can I have it and use it. And, you know, it's basically emotional. I spend to feel good. That's what I do. And, you know, any spending I do is most likely going to be a long-term investment. Like, I can see it a lot of times and use it a lot of times and have it for a long time. And that's just me. But when I'm spending, you know, that's just one of the things how I feel about the situation. Like, I don't just spend to spend. I buy the things that I want and I want to have for a long time. And
okay,
now that you said that, you know, what do men think when they're spending money?
That's interesting, because when I was in a relationship, okay, when you're in a relationship, you have to spend different. I think we both know that you have to compromise.
Yeah.
But Like, I was such a, like, I'm a free spender. Like, I spend like I'm single, put it like this.
Like you ain't got no kids, huh? You want it all. I ain't got no kids. I ain't got no bills either.
It's not funny, but it's so when you don't know how to manage money. Okay, if you don't know how to manage money, I'm going to say this. Money and time go hand in hand. And when you don't really know how to manage, it really makes you look very, very foolish as an adult. You can get away with it as a teenager. But like, as an adult, probably about to be in your 30s or anything like that, is very reckless. My thing is, I can go spend, and I will worry about things later. How about this?
Okay. So you'll just deal with everything else later. Like, you know what, right now I'm spending. I know I can't afford it, but I'm spending this right now, and I'll worry about the rest later.
Yeah, that'd be my thought process. It's the later come. And then look,
we definitely.
It's like a disease, though, real talk, because when later comes, you'll be like, I ain't never doing that shit again. I'm never, ever in my fucking life doing that shit again.
And then turn around and do it again. And that's one of the things I see with the workplace, being that we talking about the whole workplace madness. I see people get their checks on Friday, and the next day, Saturday, when you get back to work, they're asking you to borrow $5. Like, I want to get your opinion on that. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the 1 button to get your mic open to give your opinion, because we definitely want to hear what y'all got to say about this and give us the 2 cents. We're going to go to the hotline to open up the hotlines. Let's see who we are. 804-926, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, it's your girl Cece from Washington.
Oh, hey, queen, live in the building. Cece, holla at us, queen. Talk to us about this whole workplace madness. What's your 2 cents on it?
Oh, it's just crazy. Boy, I tell you, just listening to all them people on them phones, oh, drive you crazy. I don't even know what to say, man. I just know I just got to get this money.
Right. Cece said, I got to get this money in spite of. It was crazy how people can get paid on Friday, and then Saturday come, they asking you for $5. Like, they didn't get your check, get their check yesterday, like you got yours.
I know that's right.
I don't understand the madness behind it, but I tell them like this, look, if I give you $5, you got to give me $15 next Friday. That's how Diva look at it. I want interest in the half on all your shit. I know, I mean, like, we ain't messing with Diva. I mean, a dollar or two ain't nothing wrong, but when you just got paid yesterday and you asking me for some cash, I don't know what to tell you. You need to save some money. And that's why we was talking about that budget, man. The budget is so very important for
crazy.
You to have. Yeah. You got to have a budget and be realistic about yours, because like Wajah said, you know, he's a free spender. But I used to be like that until one day I spent up all my money, and I turned around. I was like, wait a minute. All my money going, I ain't really got nothing to show for it. That's why I don't use cash no more. I use my card for everything.
You
got to
keep that card. Got to keep that credit card. I only have a dollar on me. So people ask, can they have some money? All I got is a dollar.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good trick.
That was a good trick.
That worked. That really.
Oh yeah,
you know
that worked. I'm telling y'all, y'all got to try it.
That's another pet peeve that I really have. I cannot stand someone that comes to work every day and borrows a dollar. Are you for real, my nigga? I just paid you a lot of dollars throughout a year because you come and borrow a dollar every day.
Well, when they ask you for the buy a dollar, you ask them, no, I ain't got no dollar, but you can have a sandwich.
Right?
Works every time.
Let's talk I always got food for you. Let's talk about hygiene in the workplace.
Oh, wow.
Man. Stinky coworkers. Being that we're talking about workplace madness. I want to talk about stinky coworkers. Now, I know one day, you know, you might get caught out there one time. You know, you might forget to brush your teeth. You might forget to put that deodorant on. You woke up late and just had to throw your shit on, and you knew you were smashing all night long last night and come to work smelling like booty. That's not cool. It is not cool.
But that
to come
day
to work.
You want it for half a day.
Yeah, you should leave early if your booty stink at work.
Ooh.
And you shouldn't have to be reminded that your booty stink like three times a day. You should already know and go ahead and get that hygiene taken care of.
Your booty stink.
How do you tell somebody that they, you know, how do you go to the star? It's one thing to say, you know, queen, I just want to let you know you got a little, you know, leakage in the back, Mother Nature showing. That's one. And then, you know, hey, you know, here goes some gum, you know, because, you know, you got a situation going on there. But how do you come to somebody and say, you know, when you got up from your seat or when you walked past me, you had a stink shadow that followed you. How do you say that to somebody?
You stink, my dude.
Wow, that would offend them, and it's definitely going to cause a problem.
It is. You can, ain't no way you can
problem.
Say that to
Listen,
nobody.
My grandma told me, if you smell yourself, you know somebody else smell you. That's what she told me. If you can smell yourself, you know for a fact if somebody else tells you. So you're not going to get offended if I say, hey, my dude, you got a nice little scent to you. Because you already smelled it. Now, you're going to be mad because it's the truth, and you're embarrassed now because you thought nobody smelled it. But if you already were smelling, you're sitting at your desk like, damn, I stink. And if you're not sitting at your desk saying, damn, I stink, you immune to your, you immune to your scent? That's a whole nother trifling thing of nastiness.
You definitely right about that. I can understand. Like, some people are immune to their own smell and their own scent. And, you know, they don't, and it's crazy because they've been dealing with it for so long that they don't realize that I really stink. Or I remember I used to work with this girl. She used to come to work smelling like cat doo-doo all the time. All the time. She smelled just like cat doo-doo. And I was like, why does this girl smell like this? And that's
maybe
because
she
had
cat.
About three or four cats. She had four cats, three or four cats in the house. So, you know, I mean, the thing is, how do you tell somebody that they basically smell without offending them? There is no way for to tell somebody that they smell. You just got to outright come out and say it like, yo, you stink, son.
Or
I mean,
you can be like, or you could be like on some like, I get them a surprise gift with deodorant and lotion
no.
and stuff and say, girl.
No.
You don't think
I'm
that's
not buying
work.
Your hygiene for you. Hell no. I'm not buying your hygiene for you at all, period, point blank.
Oh, damn.
I mean, not an everyday thing. You could do it just one time out the blue and see if it works. Maybe they'll come to work smelling good with that stuff you got them.
You know what, though? To me, that's more embarrassing than me outright coming out saying, yo, you stink. Like if somebody bought me a bag with some soap and deodorant in it, I wouldn't want to fight them.
Damn.
Yeah, that's my mistake. Like, hold on, what you trying to say? No,
you
ain't even trying to say no more. You saying?
What?
You know what I'm saying? And then
what,
you got everybody looking like, oh, they gave them some soap and some deodorant. Now that's about to be all around the office. Oh man, yeah, I'm gonna want to fight.
I think it depends on the person. If there's a person that you can actually come to and tell them, oh, they stink, then yeah. But if it's a person that you can't even come to that you know that you're going to hurt their feelings just like that, maybe getting them that product might help them. Just like a gift, though. Like maybe, oh, your birthday coming up, I decided to get your gift early.
What,
not
yeah,
just
but
having
what if
product.
Your birthday is not until like a year later? I'm just saying.
Dang.
I mean,
wow, what do you do when it's a week, a year later? Like, you stink. I was, you know, a year later, you still stinking? Like, come on, son.
Yeah, a year later,
you
should come out and say you stink.
Some people, I mean, you got to know the person's situation, too. Like, so I'm not about to provoke any listeners out here. Please do not be ignorant. What I am saying is understand the people's situation. Some people
you never know how somebody has to live. So you never know how their money is, how tight it is. You don't know if they water off. You don't know if they barely making it. But to those who is fortunate and they buying like $10, $15 meals every day at lunch, yeah, you need to put them on blast.
Oh, yes. Yes, and that's the coworkers I want to put on blast right now. The coworkers that come to work like every day is a fashion show. I understand that you're supposed to be professional, which is understandable, but those coworkers that come like, oh, I don't really need this job, and, oh, you know, I stay Fendi and Prada down, but leave from the job and get on the bus. How is it that your shoes cost $500 or $600 and you waiting on a transit? Come on now. Come on now. Don't be brand new.
Well, my daddy always told me them type of people, them the ones that spend all their money on their clothes and shoes and don't have no lights when they go home.
Right? Ain't got no lights, no nothing. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot ENT. Y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're about to get into some music. Yeah, my bad, y'all. I was talking in my head. I was talking in my head to myself, and I thought I was still talking on the show. My bad. Diva has had a long day. Diva is learning a valuable, valuable lesson about telemarketing. Coming from customer service, going to telemarketing, Diva is learning a very, 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 very valuable lesson. So y'all go ahead and pray for the queen, because I might go to work tomorrow and just sweat it off and tell her, swing that dick.
Oh, 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 let's go, oh. You took a shower to put one finger in, you took a shower up there. Here we go, here we go, here we go. It's the high school kid, DJ Frosty. This is the swing it. Five, four, stop, swing that shit.
Radio ENT. You already know what it is. It's Woman's and Woman's Wednesday. And I had to play that song because I love that song right there. That's definitely, big shout out to DJ Tim Dollar for that one. It's called Swing That. That's definitely a Jersey original. But it was kind of funny because you come to work, you know what I'm saying? They be like, stop, swing that. And then somebody just started throwing stuff and they be like, catch that shit. I watched somebody storm out of the office today, and there's most, and I hate to say this, I'm not going to say it, because yes, I will, because I'm the diva, but sometimes you hate to see people leave. With this particular person, I did not hate to see leave, but just like Watchout said before, you know, if you don't want to work there, and if you don't want to be there, then just leave. But this in particular person just did not care about this job, did not have any type of professionalism with herself, and she was just bringing us all down. She was bringing me down with her ghetto-ness. So, you know, she did have her little situation lined up at Arby's, so hopefully I don't go to the Arby's that she's working in, because I definitely know she was spitting your burgers personally. I don't want none of her burgers. She can have that. It's not going down. But shout out to Arby's because they got some banging sandwiches. Holla at Diva Spot ENT. We definitely would love for y'all to be our sponsor. Yeah, we're going to be cutting the show a little early tonight. And again, it's Woman to Woman Wednesday. Big shout out to Intense Desire over there in Belize doing her thing. Big shout out to the Queen, man. You already know tomorrow is Feed the Wolves Diva Edition. So we going in. We're gonna be posted everywhere, basically. But why that you got any last words before we get out of here?
Yo, nah, I just shout out to everybody who's doing their thing.
Shout out to Woman to Woman Wednesday. Happy birthday to the Queen. Shout out to her and Belize. Shout out to my man James and Guru, and of course the lovely Deepa Mary Kay.
Thank you. CC, you wanna give some shout outs before we get out of here?
No, I just want to say bye, Diva. I'm about to go. Lay it down. I like listening to your show, though, girl.
I appreciate that. Y'all make sure y'all tune in tomorrow with your Diva. You're on the spot, Diva, because you never know where I'm going to be at. Again, follow me on Twitter at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryK. Just remember, y'all somebody, yo. Shout out.
The cars I remember. Miami, where it's 95 degrees in December. That's why the years go by so fast. Seems like yesterday I used to sport that pleasant MC. Trying to be a jack boy.